Good morning, friends, and thank you for joining us in what we're calling a conspiracy of goodness, singing the songs and telling the stories of the people of America and our local communities, Larry Long, recording the songs, stories, and sounds of our local communities, our neighborhoods, Brent Hughes. I'm Tom Thibodeau, and this morning we are celebrating generosity.
Mother was 15 when she had me. Stayed with my aunt who was once a midwife. Inside an old truck filled with her keepsakes, I found a book with God's plan for my life.
Generosity names not merely something we do, but it's an admirable quality of character, something we are. Undergirding the character of truly generous people is a special awareness of themselves and others and the gracious provision of grace in the world. This understanding inspires genuine, generous activity. A generous person naturally engages in acts of generosity. But in important ways, generous activity is secondary. Undergirding our character of truly generous people is a special awareness that all of our life is gift. Speaking of the generosity of spirit, thus, helps us enlarge our imaginations of what generosity entails, of the breadth and its influence in our minds, thoughts, and words. So as we reconsider generosity, let's think about a generosity of spirit. To be generous with our patience, generous with our kindness, generous with our thoughtfulness, generous with our forgiveness, generous with gentleness, generous with our words, generous with our compliments, generous with our appreciation, generous with our gratitude for all that we have is gift.
One thing I like better than fishing one time is fishing two times. You know that it's true. Fishing is waiting, waiting is fishing. God has a plan for both me and for you.
The incredible work that Larry Long has done with Elders Wisdom Children's Song is to introduce young people to adults who have a character of a generosity, a character of magnanimity, that's what Aristotle called it, to be great-souled, to want to share generously of what we've been given with others, and to do so humbly and oftentimes anonymously. For the last 15 years, Steve Hartman of CBS News has been doing a segment called On the Road. It's an idea that he picked up from Charles Kuralt, who did the same thing in the 1970s and 80s, traveling this country. And what Steve Hartman has discovered is ordinary citizens, ordinary Americans, who are thoughtful, humble, and generous with members of their community, oftentimes doing it anonymously. He has been following one successful businessman for the last 15 years, a true gentleman who every year at Christmas opens his wallet significantly and gives donations to people who are least expecting it, waitresses, custodians, bus drivers. And this year, as I watched, he anonymously went to a Cherokee school and saw the teachers there and the children and their parents. And he generously shared with them part of his wealth. But more importantly, he shared his humanity. He looked into the eyes of each child and mother and teacher and custodian and elder and reflected their beauty back to them, how much he appreciated them and honored them and admired them for who they are and what they believed in, their commitment to each other and to their people. Extraordinary understanding that generosity is not merely money or wealth. Generosity is admiration. Generosity is love.
All of these children, all of them happy for one another. How can it be? Babies come out whenever they want to. Make sure your house is always kept clean. Why not me, Lord, if you get me worthy? Why not me, Lord, if you give me strength? Why not me, Lord, if you get me worthy? Why not me? Why not me?
These beautiful stories of elders sharing their life experience with children generously, patiently, joyfully helps to transform lives. Each of us has that ability each and every day to serve each other with a heart full of grace and a soul generated by love, as Dr. King reminds us. Ritz-Carlton in across the country is known for their generous service. To work at Ritz-Carlton is to be a part of a group that each and every day reminds one another we are ladies and gentlemen serving ladies and gentlemen. Each person that works at Ritz-Carlton has a $100 account in which they can meet the needs of one of the guests, no questions asked. It's a generosity of trust, a generosity of goodness that you can feel every time you stay at one of those magnificent hotels. I had the opportunity to stay there a number of years ago when I was doing a workshop that this organization had come to stay at the Ritz-Carlton so they could observe and experience the incredible service that was offered. I asked one of the people who was working there, is it true that you begin every staff meeting with, we are ladies and gentlemen, serving ladies and gentlemen? Oh, yes, sir, it is. And what a gift it is to work here. I look forward to coming to work each and every day. In fact, I do not consider it a job. It's a privilege to be part of the Ritz-Carlton family. The next day, I gave my speech to the group, and I was hustling out of the banquet room, going down to catch a cab back to the airport to get home. And one of the staff people stopped me and said, are you not stopping for lunch? And I said, no, I can't. I have to catch my flight back to Minneapolis. She said, listen, I'll tell the valet to get you a cab, and I'll get you a little something to eat. You got to have a little something here at noon. And so I waited, and a cab was called, and the woman came out with one of those little brown paper bags with handles on it. Here you go, sir. Thank you for staying with us. I hope you come back. I said, it's been very enjoyable. I hope to come back someday. Got in the cab, rode out to the airport, realized I would not be able to take the food through security, so I sat down on the bench and I opened it up, and here was a turkey club sandwich, toasted with crisp bacon and lettuce and tomato and mayonnaise, and then a bag of chips, salt and vinegar, my favorite, and an oatmeal raisin cookie and an apple. It wasn't just a couple of power bars. It wasn't just a one bag of chips. It was a full lunch, exceeding my expectations. Her generosity to a stranger at a moment that was unexpected will never be forgotten. But to much those who much has been given, much is expected in return. Who is it that I need to be generously giving in admiration, respect, dignity, and honor, and a turkey club sandwich with crisp bacon?
Give me the hands to carry the children out of the darkness into the light. Give me the love to carry the children. Give me the faith to be your midwife.
Help us out here.
Why not me, Lord, if you count me worthy? Why not me, Lord, if you give me strength?
Is a baby born.
Tom, the song Why Not Me, Lord was written with children in Florella, Alabama, along the Florida border, in honor of African-American midwife Gladys Milton. Gladys lived to be 75 years of age and delivered over 3,000 babies throughout rural Alabama and Florida in her lifetime, most of which were home births due to Jim Crow segregation laws, which prevented African-American women from giving birth in hospitals. As Gladys Milton said, and as that young child repeated at the end of the song, the sweetest sound this side of heaven is a newborn baby crying. Her legacy continues to live on at the Milton Memorial Birthing Center through her daughter and midwife, Maria Milton, in Laura Hill, Florida. Here's the voice of Gladys Milton herself in her very own words.
I'm Gladys Milton, and I was born May 26, 1924, which makes me not old, but I've been living quite a little while. Well, now I was trained to hold him up by the heels and give him a swat. But as the years went by, the feeling has changed about that. What, isn't that a bad way to enter into the hemisphere held up by the heels on a swat? If you think about that, that's a little cruel. So now, when he is born and we have a receiving blanket and stuff there for him, if he'll go on and cry, he won't get that spanking anymore. But if he doesn't cry, he's still going to get it, you know. So sometimes I look at one and I said, all right, boy, you better let me hear some music here or you're going to get a spanking, you know. But most of us, see, we don't use sedation, so our babies aren't sedated. So the minute they're born, they usually let out, I say, like Wayne King's music, the sweetest music this side of heaven is a baby, a newborn baby crying, and you know he's all right. And I don't think there's anybody that don't light up when that happens. That's a beautiful thing, a beautiful experience. Sometimes I wish y'all could see it.
I just love Gladys Milton. She adopted me into her family. And whenever I head down that way, which I still do, I visit her daughter Maria. And actually, she had requested that I sing that song, Why Not Me, Lord, at her memorial when she passed, and I did. And when I hear her voice, it just fills me with tremendous, tremendous joy. Another most remarkable woman who I was fortunate to meet was the late Mrs. Virginia McKnight Binger, whose father, a chief executive of 3M, and mother set up the McKnight Foundation, which continues to give close to 100 organizations, charities, and individuals a year. After Mrs. Binger's mother passed in 1975, her father asked Virginia, their only child, to lead the McKnight Foundation. Through her leadership, the foundation established a more community-centered approach to their funding. Yet in spite of that, Mrs. Binger found there were many of those to whom she wanted to assist who didn't fit within the guidelines of the McKnight Foundation. In response, Virginia McKnight established the VMB Fund, where she hired a scout to seek out those in need of support, and by doing so, provided such things through the VMB Fund as child care and scholarships for single mothers so they could fulfill their dream of getting a college education. Assisting Hmong refugees from Southeast Asia and those families in transitional housing in need of furniture and clothing for their children. Through her scout, Virginia McKnight Binger, heard about my efforts to bring elders of many nations into the classroom to share their life story with children and in turn honor those elders in song. Soon as she heard about my work, Mrs. Binger invited me into her home. When I arrived at her estate, I was ushered into a back room where Mrs. Binger was seated all by herself. She was a rather stately, soft-spoken woman with an aura of sadness about her. After 10 minutes into sharing my work and communities with her, she smiled and replied, "I'd much rather hear more about you, Larry." So for the next hour or so, we shared our lives with one another, and by the time I walked out her door, Mrs. Virginia McKnight Binger had gifted my small nonprofit, Community Celebration of Place, with $20,000, which she continued to give to us each year on up until the day she passed away on December 22, 2002, at the age of 86. After Virginia McKnight Binger passed away, I felt called upon to reach out and interview dozens of others to whom she gave assistance to, out of which came this song in her honor called I Love You.
The core, a friend to the poor, I love you. From her heart she would give, so others might live, I love you. Some people have, so many have not enough to get by. The dream lives, the dreamer dies. I love you. So often difference you'd read of people in need. I love you. God has many names. To the doorstep she came. I love you. To fall through the cracks, to never get back without a hand to hold. Like Lazarus of old, I love you. For the heads, I love you. To get a degree, childcare they need, I love you. One plateful at a time, till all children find the love, the comfort of home. To be safe and never alone. Gift, not someone at risk. I love you. Wonders made real through God's grace revealed, through human compassion combined, to share this world as divine. I love you. God's grace revealed through human compassion combined, to share this world as divine. I love you.
Generosity touches so many lives in ways we may never know. The one who plants the seed rarely gets to sit in the shadow of the tree. Thank you for your generous spirits, and may you be beneficiaries of peace and all good.
I want to thank you, Tom, so much for the good work that you do in our community. This being the 25th anniversary of the founding of the Place of Grace that helps people in La Crosse, Wisconsin, and you being one of those founding members to establish that and to bear with it through these many years. Thank you, Tom, for all that you do. Brett Hoos, thank you for all that you do, for your generosity and guiding us through these programs of Conspiracy of Goodness. And thank you to WDRT Community Radio Station for your generosity to reach out to our neighbors. Have a great week, and thank you for all that you do, and thank you for listening.
You have been listening to Conspiracy of Goodness with Larry Long and Tom Thibodeau, produced and recorded by Brett Hoos. For more information about Larry and Tom, please visit www.larrylong.org and www.tomttalks.com. We look forward to being with you next week. Thank you for listening.